Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Director of Pella Christian Spanish Immersion, Rebecca Gomez, joins us on today's program to talk about how the program has expanded over the past 6 years and what's next at Pella Christian High School. Rebecca, I've had the opportunity to kind of follow this program as my career has progressed. So I've been here now 6 full years. And as of we're talking, we're about to graduate the first group that's had Spanish Immersion all the way through. First of all, what has it been like to see this program really grow into what it's become from one grade level or two in the building to now having classrooms in each grade level be immersed in Spanish language and culture?
Yeah, so we started out with three teachers at the school and with kindergarten, actually preschool, kindergarten, and first grade. And we had 48 students that first year. And now we've grown, we have 9 full-time staff, 3 part-time staff, and we have 172 kids, preschool through 8th grade in the program. So we've grown in size. I would say we've also grown in the quality of our program the first couple of years. We're kind of figuring out how to do immersion. And thankfully, Adelingua, our partner, educational partner, was really helpful in that. But we've definitely grown as an organization to implement with more quality, and just learning the best practices of immersion education so that the kids are really getting a strong education in immersion, and they're not missing out on any of their content, right? It's additive in nature. So, yeah.
And you say 172 students. For context for our listeners, about how many students is that then in the building right now, K through 8, that have had exposure to Spanish immersion?
It's a little over a third of the building, because we have 455 students, I believe, total. And then the really great thing is it's not just Spanish immersion kids who are getting Spanish. They're getting, you know, the total all day long at school. But also our English track kids get Spanish as a foreign language for a little bit of their week. And so that linguistic diversity is alive in all of our students. And that's really exciting that we can offer that for them too.
And Pella Christian has been a pioneer in this, especially not just here locally, but across the entire country. And the reason why we're talking today is you received national certification for this program, really being among the first in the entire country to kind of implement this widespread immersion K through 8.
Right. Yes. So we went through an endorsement process this past year. And yes, we're the first in the nation to receive Adelingua endorsement, which is really exciting. It just shows that we're meeting the standards of immersion education, the best practices. So we had to do a self-study. And we had to really look at 4 different quality quadrants, and the standards and the indicators in each of those standards, rate ourselves on where we thought we stood, and then give evidence for our rating. So it was a really long, hard process, but so worth it to be the first in the country who have achieved this endorsement from Adelingua. And so we're really excited. It's a big deal for them to be giving us that rating. It's a huge deal for us to be receiving it. So we're really excited about that.
Well, and the program just doesn't stop now that you've gone 6-7 years into it. It's a process of now not only getting that new group of kindergartners and first graders and preschoolers in the door with the program, but now kind of shifting that first class into high school, when typically Spanish might be like, as I would describe, their elective foreign language or their required foreign language. Now it's going to be a little different. What's that transition been to the high school now that you've got this crop of students, a third of the student body coming up that's had this experience?
Right. Yeah, it's really exciting. We've been able to partner with Pella Christian High School to continue implementing well. We're excited to announce that the kids will be continuing to take 3 of their classes in Spanish at the high school level. So out of the day, 8 periods, they'll have 3 of those completely in Spanish. Two of the classes are in their core content area, so it means that we're not taking away a choice of an elective. And then the third class kind of takes the place of what would be a Spanish one. Obviously, our students are much above that level, so it's actually a class designed specifically for immersion students, and it's around language and literacy. And so we're really excited that those kids can continue to keep growing their language skills, their cultural knowledge, obviously their biliteracy in high school. And the way I explain it to people, because they ask me, well, aren't these eighth graders completely bilingual already? Why do they still need to keep going in high school? And I say, well, think of the language that an eighth grader writes with and speaks with. For example, if they're writing an essay, the difference between what an eighth grader does and what a senior in high school does. So we, in English, right? Well, we want that growth to continue happening with our Spanish immersion kids as they go through high school, so that they're either career ready when they graduate, or they're ready to completely be bilingual and go on to college as bilingual. So yeah, it's a really exciting time, and I'm thrilled to be partnering with a high school on this.
People who have heard about this program now for several years, who are interested in that idea and also interested in having Christian private education, you know, what's that step then for a family coming in saying, well, at least I want my kid to at least learn more about what this opportunity is? What's that step they should be taking if they want to learn more about Spanish immersion and becoming a part of Pella Christian Grade School?
So I would say the first thing would be to go to our webpage. And that's at PellaChristian.net, www.PellaChristian.net. And then look for the Spanish Immersion tab. There's information there, videos, and then there's my contact numbers. And so they can get a hold of me, call me, or send me an email and say that they're interested in Spanish Immersion. We can set up a time to talk. Usually in a normal time, I would give them a tour of the school and so they could actually see it. But in this virtual world, I can talk with them via a platform online. And then I can also show them some of the video footage of what the amazing things that our kids can do. So definitely, if people are interested in bilingual education and Christian education all rolled into one, they should definitely give me a call, and I will get them all the information they need. We'd love to work with those families. We do have spots still open in our preschool class, and so I encourage people to call me if they're interested. And then in our kindergarten class, we are full at the time, but we could add people to the waiting list in case somebody has to move away.
Once again, that was Rebecca Gomez, the director of Pella Christian's Spanish Immersion Program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcast and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.